Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for community comment. This week I'm going to talk about the Humboldt County shopping experience. Shopping in Humboldt is not for the faint of heart. We never did have a huge retail base to begin with, and COVID killed off its fair share of our local businesses. You really don't know what you're up against until something breaks in your house or out of the blue you need a specific item, and then the search begins. Now, I know Humboldt must have one of the highest per cap ordering rates from Amazon anywhere on the planet Earth, but a lot of us try to keep our dollars local whenever it's financially possible. Even if the business is a national chain, at least it employs local people. I recently had to go to Target with my oldest daughter to do some return to college shopping. College shopping is also not for the faint of heart. What I didn't expect was Target looked like a nuclear bomb had gone off. You won't notice it right away when you enter the store, but I recommend going back and looking at the shoe department or any of the clothing sections. Wow, I've never seen anything like it. There hasn't been a shoe put away in our local Target since 1889. It's unreal. And it's the same thing for clothes. They're just all over the floors. Given there's not a lot of places to shop for such items in Humboldt, well, it's a bit disheartening. So feel free to drop by and see how the labor shortage in a brand store's financial crisis brought it to its knees. This last week has been a misfortunate one for us as we tried to buy a refrigerator. For whatever reason, we had always bought our appliances from Sears. Bye, Sears! We had a nice Kenmore Elite refrigerator, but it just died after 7 years. Seems it had an LG compressor, and while LG has challenges making compressors, or at least that's what thousands of people say on the internet. Oh, and they also had a national lawsuit against their compressors in 2019. The things you just don't know until you have to educate yourself. I went on the Humboldt trek and visited every one of our stores to sell appliances, and I received excellent customer service from all of them. The problem was I needed a 36-inch wide, French door, white refrigerator, or as one salesman called it, a unicorn. Start throwing out the brands known for bad compressors or faulty electronics, and the options become even less. Seems the refrigerator manufacturers are having a tough time getting chips, shipping product, and so they've prioritized the stainless steel models versus making white and black. We did eventually luck out and find a model, and we liked it, thank goodness. Living out of ice chests is a serious pain. Why hasn't anyone ever thought about making a see-through cooler? Once it's packed with food and drink and covered in ice, you nearly lose a hand trying to find anything, especially if you're living out of 4 coolers. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Shop local when you can, but don't be surprised if you have to go out of the area to make a purchase. This may be why on any given weekend, I find most of Humboldt County in the Grants Pass Fred Meyers.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.